reach the island. Welcome to the show. My name is Dave, a.k.a. Thrill Collins, and this is a Fistful of Podcasts from FistfulPodcast.com. Back after a long vacation, you know, for another great week. Guys, let me introduce you guys, you guys to my co-hosts. You may have forgotten them, but they're here. Up first, we have one Mr. Andrew Burgerman.
Oh, it's me, the Burger. Hey, David.
Yeah.
Is your butt that guy who cut me off in traffic the other day?
I don't think so. Why?
Because I'll give that asshole the finger.
Wait, so when you told me before the show you had created a pickup line, what you actually meant was the first line of dialogue read in a court transcript. Classic, yes? Andy. Oh, boy.
Now I'm dating the judge.
Judge Judy, I bet. Bet that shit's still tight. Also in studio, with the Burger Man himself, we have one Mr. Andrew J. Hubbard Esquire.
That is not my first name.
See, I screwed up both of your names because it's been so long. It's so funny, guys. It's so funny.
Do you get it?
It's like one of those jokes that people tell.
I think our listeners really love that one.
That's the humor they really go for.
Yeah, confusion.
Forgetful David is their favorite character.
Derp.
You're Mr. Derp.
Oh, in my studio, of course, we have Krista over there on the couch.
Punk ass.
See, I remembered her name because we live together.
Convenient.
But he only does that like every once in a while where he remembers her name.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, Crunchy Dorito.
Hey, person who takes care of dogs.
Other things I love. Oh, boy. So, guys, it's been a long time.
It's been a grip of days.
Yeah, it's been a while. So, and so here's the thing. We took that break. It was nice, but I came to some realizations. One, like, I need an outlet for my rage, which is this. So I feel like this is a necessary evil.
Which I tell him every time he quits the show.
I came to that realization when I was getting off of work and people were driving bad and I was just yelling, "Cunt! Cunt!"
Andy has driving Tourette's.
Without this outlet, it's kind of rough.
I thought that's what you got that new boy for.
My whipping boy, you mean?
Boy.
Yeah, he's always over there in his little, I make him wear a chef's hat because I think it's funny. I know it doesn't match what it's supposed to be, but I think it's funny. And, you know, just come home and take it out on him. But also, number two is that, like, our friendship would dissolve if I didn't force you to talk to me for at least an hour and a half every week.
Every once in a while, I'd remember to text David, and then 30 minutes later, he'd get back to me, but I'd be working, so I'd text him back, like, 5 hours later. Yeah. Like, hey, David, I saw this thing, and he'd be like, and then nothing. I'd be like, oh, he must be working. 3 minutes later, cool.
The busy lives we lead.
Well, yeah, taking that month off did actually help because there was a lot of shit going on. We got the new exchange student. A bunch of stuff is going on. We're in the process of actually purchasing the house that we're living in finally after, you know, whatever. So it's been rough. So I've been going out of my way to avoid politics. Is that like, and that's the thing, I can't,
because it's a smart move if you can accomplish it.
Can't.
Yeah, that's the thing though. Everybody who I talk to in real life is like, have you seen that? And I like want to throw my hands over my ears and be like, no, and run away screaming.
Jump out the nearest window.
But yeah, David, but what it's if it was impossible. Something cool, like I was gonna say, like, hey David, have you seen the new Magic expansion, which is Aztecs riding dinosaurs
and pirates?
You would literally be the only one to bring that to my attention.
I thought about bringing it to your attention because it's so cool.
But I don't want to be enticed into a thing that's like a money sink.
Really?
Those are the best kind of sinks.
Oh, those are the worst. They're hard to clean.
Says the guy who took up photography.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, that...
mm-hmm.
How many artful, how many artful dick pics have you taken so far?
To date, zero.
I mean, you got to set the macro setting, and then you got to get the lighting just right. And you want black and white, because it looks tasteful.
Hey, we got daylight lights in our bathroom, so he can do it, like, in the bathroom.
Bathroom? I guess my interest isn't in male genitalia.
Oh, and hold it next to a plantain, so if people think it's a banana?
Yeah, and then I'll put a little arrow with a caption next to it that says, full-size banana. Just so there's no confusion.
Oh, no, all you have to do is rip one of those Chiquita banana stickers off, scan it into your computer, make it smaller, and then put it on the banana.
You just need to learn Photoshop.
I'm trying to learn Photoshop. It's hard. I'm still trying to learn how to use the damn camera.
Anyway, politics. Yes, politics is awful.
I want to go into more of David's artistic pursuits.
Yeah, let's, because I don't want to talk about politics. So now that I'm into photography, that is a money sink, but I can at least create something with it.
That cannot make money.
Right.
I mean, I could.
Like, it's just on the verge of possibly making money with it. It'll lead you along.
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. I mean, Magic the Gathering could make you money. It's never going to make you guys a red cent.
It has made me some money.
That's true. We have sold some cards.
Well, I mean, you could sell cards. Can't you go, like, join tournaments and stuff?
Yeah, but I don't want to talk to those people.
Yeah, if I was an idiot.
See, exactly. So that's the thing. That we both have our barriers keeping our hobbies from going pro.
I bought a guitar.
Did you?
Yeah. Andy's pretty much pro at that now.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. I can transfer between four chords very slowly.
So your shredding
not
is
very
like...
quickly.
Your shredding isn't there yet?
No, not at all.
It's like shredding cheese.
Yeah, get all that off there. That's what's making the weird sounds. But what is it, an acoustic, an electric? Yeah, what do we got?
Just gotten a Yamaha acoustic. They were on sale on Father's Day.
Yeah, that's every time I think of Father's Day, I'm like, time to get Dad a new guitar.
Time to get Daddy a guitar.
Usually they were $330, and I bought one for $120.
Hmm. That's not bad. Well, so are you taking lessons, or are you doing the YouTube method?
The YouTube method.
How's that going?
It's going all right. Like, the YouTube channel I found, the guy is pretty good, and he does, like, live streams every week, so you can ask him questions, and he'll demonstrate stuff.
See, and I think that's what we needed was, during this break, we found a hobby. Because, like, you're describing the exact type of videos I'm finding with photography. There's this really great channel I'm watching where every once in a while they'll go live and, like, critique people's videos or, like, do demonstrations on new gear and shit. And it's, you know, it's fucking cool now that I have a hobby.
That's not just yelling at Adam and Andy. That's a weird hobby.
It's not just this anymore. Because I always be like, oh, what should I do for the show? And now I'm like, how should I take this photo? And now I'm not going to have enough time for either. So both will suffer, I predict.
Well, yeah, like, I'm like, school started up, and immediately I'm like, well, how am I going to squeeze in 1 ounce of enjoyment out of my day?
Yeah.
That's what I try to do all the time.
And that's the thing with the new kid, instead of, because Trung, like, after he got out of the program that he was in, you know, we weren't forced to go and do, like, volunteer shit or take an interest in his school. But with the new kid,
Boring shit like that.
Yeah, it's obnoxious. So we have to do that. I'm getting emails all the time from the school being like, hey, guys, slight snafu in the lunchroom today. We ran out of fries and had to switch to chips. I'm like, boy, oh, boy, could not care less.
David keeps on deleting his emails. He's like, also, your kid has shanked 3 people today.
Boring.
It could like, the headline could read, like, triple asterisks. It's like pedophile alert and triple asterisks, and I'd be like, ugh, delete.
Get
well,
out.
Here's the thing about the shanking. I feel like he will be the one getting shanked because he has friends teaching him the N-word at school.
Yeah,
and then he's saying
fun.
It.
No, that means he has a group of people that'll protect him from getting shanked.
Yeah, sure. And I'm like, he's like,
a
yeah,
gang,
a
if you
friend
will.
Of mine taught me the N-word, and he said it. I was like, you are never to say that word.
Look, they gave me a tattoo. Look, they gave me a tattoo of a sweet swizzle stick. That's a swastika.
Yeah. I was just watching Django Unchained today. If Leonardo DiCaprio could say it, I don't see a problem.
I don't know. If he was making a few million dollars to drop it casually around
but
school,
but really
be
his
different.
Friends was like, hey, say the N-word, and he was like, yay, like a 5-year-old?
Well, they taught him what it was.
And... That's the thing. Like, every time a foreign exchange student comes in, you immediately prey on their lack of English to try to get them.
Their naivety.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And he, you know, fell prey to it almost immediately.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, so...
So Doug's just running around the house screaming it with his shirt off.
Yeah, he ties his head over... ties his shirt over his head, he yells bonsai, and then he screams the N-word.
Kicks Ruby in the side and calls her an N-word.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's been rough, but that's what you get when you get a kid from the Congo.
Tell me about it.
How's the new job treating you, Andy? Now that we're a month and a half in...
Well, let me see. Today... When I was working the self-checkout, which basically entails me watching people so that they don't just ring things up and walk away. And I'll tell you what, people try it all the fucking time.
Really?
Really?
They'll just ring everything up, and then when they think nobody's walking, they'll just be like, push cart away.
So Andy cracks the whip.
A lady turned around, her debit card wasn't working, and she goes, dude, do they save these videos? Because y'all harassing me.
Doing what?
And I said, what? She goes, because I know somebody's stealing from my debit card at these things.
Why are you using it?
Like, theft and harassment are two different claims, madam.
Well, hasn't that...
As he goes, I'm going to find out which one of you it is, and I hope you don't like your job.
Not particularly.
Because I'm going to help you out in that department.
I'll get you reemployed with a recommendation.
Based on this woman's voice, was she an ethnicity other than white?
No, she was white trash.
Oh, thank God.
She was big white trash. Most, the worst people I get are white trash.
Well, yeah, that's going to be your
elderly.
Problem.
Fuck the elderly.
Mm-hmm. Those are the two segments of the population I think we could cut out completely.
So finally today, after a month and a half of working there, they deemed it necessary to give me training so I could actually sell alcohol.
Oh, finally.
I was just going
to
ask.
This seems to be hindering your performance.
Well, no, like you have to take this course in Nevada, and it takes 2 hours, but they couldn't just find the time, I guess. But today, when it was super busy, they were like, oh my God, you have to go take this class.
Oh, probably because they...
I was like, okay, but aren't there supposed to be more people taking it? Like, no, just you. You today. Just you.
Because they probably waited until the 11th hour, and then, like, corporate was going to bark up their ass about it.
Well, but all these other people got hired at the same time, and they're like... And after I got out of it, they're like, oh my God, you can sell alcohol? But I only bring that up because, David, the place I work at, even if you're an... If Mumra the fucking ever living came in and was like, I would like these beers, I'd have to ask him for an ID. And old people get so mad.
And I mean, you know he's Mumra. You can see him.
Yeah, the bandages.
They get so
tangible.
Mad. It's like, I'm fucking 70. I'm like, yeah, the system won't let me advance until I see your ID and type in the date. They're like, I'm fucking 70. Like, I don't care.
I would just be like, what day were you born? What's your birthday? Like, keep it in
well,
your pocket.
But if the camera sees me typing in that date without looking at an ID.
Yeah. Wow. It sounds like you're in a bureaucratic nightmare.
What other sort of... Well, let's see. We had back to school for elementary and middle schools.
Oh, awesome.
That was... And literally the day school got back in, when we opened at 8 in the morning, there was a lady there buying the back to school shit for her kids to go straight to school.
Take the tags off. Go to school.
Yeah. School started a little while ago around here, so like we went to Fry's, our food store, to get like... pick up some milk and stuff. They have a whole, like, two tables worth of shit they couldn't sell for the back-to-school shit. It's all marked down to practically nothing.
Yeah.
No, oh, I didn't realize if you waited, you could get it in a markdown.
I don't
that
get
makes sense.
Why they just don't save it for next year.
Well, no, then, like, our kids are still going to need, like, school lasts an entire year.
Yeah.
Pretty sure kids are in that for quite a while.
Yeah, it's like, oh, damn, now it's September 1st. We're going to mark all these notebooks down from $2 to 10 cents. And that's when
nobody's going to need a binder.
Yeah. Well, though, and like, I went to the back-to-school stuff. I was like, oh, look, since I finally need stuff for college, it's like, oh, look, these notebooks have been marked down to 20 cents each. I'll take 15.
Exactly. Like, I don't like, and that's the thing. I don't know. Like, all the other holiday shit, I totally get, because like after Halloween is over, like you're not going to buy any more Halloween shit and keep decorating your house. Yeah, but school
all
keeps
the candy
going.
Corn just goes into the landfill.
Yeah,
but David, the summer stuff is gone now, and Halloween has replaced it already.
Yeah,
all the spirit stores are up now too.
I saw that in town.
Here's the thing about back to school shopping for elementary school kids is that people bring their kids in with like the lists.
Yeah.
And when the total comes up, they will turn to their young children and go, you're so fucking expensive. I hate this.
What?
They told me kids cost so much money.
And they'll yell at their kids.
That's insane. It's school. Don't take them out of school if it's so important.
I've heard it's important.
Yeah, if you can't spend the $40 that your kid needs to fucking go to school.
Well, and here's the thing. Do the kids' lists and you're in Nevada have, like, the stuff the kid needs and then, like, oh, and here's the suggested stuff to buy for the class.
Well, no, that like the suggested stuff to buy for the class is on there as necessary.
See, with the high school, at least with the exchange students list, the science teacher had a separate list of things in case you wanted to help the science department or whatever to buy like all this random shit.
Please help science.
I'm taking classes for education. One of the very first things they told us is like, you are going to be poor as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they put a lot of money into it.
I looked at the teacher. I was like, right now I'm making $15,000. How much do regular teachers make? She's like $50,000. I was like, oh, good. So quite an increase then.
Right.
A bit of a bump up.
Oh yeah.
So seriously, and the thing is, David, do you? And here's a question for all of you. Mm. How long did you have the same backpack in elementary school? Because I had the same backpack for like 4 years.
Yeah,
you keep a backpack until there's holes in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Until it stops carrying
almost
things.
Almost every family was buying brand new ass backpacks for their kids.
That's crazy. The only reason I got a new backpack in like the fifth grade was because there, like, one side of the back had rubbed a hole, all my pencils and shit were falling out.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And then the next event we had was back to college. So, which entails less of the school supplies, more of like the furniture and
right.
shit.
And yeah. booze, right?
But we're
partying.
Well, sometimes.
Party.
But, which at the time I couldn't sell them. Like, these people will hire you and then say, we'll train you to sell alcohol in like 2 months. And then every time alcohol comes through, you have to click on your light and wait for the manager who's walked to the back of the store and can no longer see the light.
Yeah, they're dropping a fat deuce.
And when they'd go through, it'd be like a $700 bill and they'd be like, oh, that's all?
Yeah, I have thousands of other dollars more than this.
So, like, these people are yelling at their elementary school kids. They grow up to go to college. It's like, this is just for you.
What?
But, no, seriously, they're like, oh my god. Like, they spend $50 on elementary school kids, and they yell at the kids. They spend $700 on the college kid and go, oh my god, I'm so glad it wasn't so expensive.
It's because at that point, the parent has realized, like, I have to be nice to this kid, because I'm getting a lot older, and they're going to get a really good job to support me right. when I'm much older.
I think they're looking at it as the last payment, because they,
they're
like,
kicking their kids out.
The kid in elementary school knows that next year it's going to be the same goddamn thing. The college kid, it's like, see ya, motherfucker! Like, this is the last thing I have to buy for you.
Get your own damn food.
In theory.
Here's the receipt, Bob.
It brought in a lot of out-of-state people, and I'd like to do one particular lady here. So I get finished ringing up all this shit.
Is this one of Andy's classic characters?
Yeah, it is. Of course.
Andy's dandies.
No, I get finished ringing up this lady and her daughter, and she goes, "All right, and I'm from Oregon, so take the tax off."
I forgot about this when you told me.
Oh, what?
Take the tax off.
There's no state tax in Oregon, apparently.
Yeah, they can't.
No, I said, excuse me. She goes, I'm from Oregon. There's no tax in Oregon, so take the tax off.
You're not in Oregon.
And that's why I told her. I said, well, you're buying this stuff in Nevada, and Nevada does have tax, so you have to pay the tax here. She goes, I'm from Oregon. Yeah, we don't have tax.
Do you want me to follow you to the gas station and fill up your car for you, too?
Like, and that, if she's from fucking Oregon, this is not the first purchase she made. So every time she fills up her car at the gas station, she's like knocking on the window like, I'm from Oregon. Like, shut up.
She ended up leaving.
The governor sent me,
a
hello?
Cart of $1,000 in furniture and school supplies because I would not take the tax off for her.
What?
I'm glad you did that. Like, because fuck
she,
her.
She probably should have bought her school supplies
in
Oregon.
I brought over a manager. I was like, she's like, call me a manager. I was like, click. Manager comes over. Like, this girl that's about 3 foot nothing.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, hey, so I'm from Oregon.
Oh, you're from Oregon. Oh.
Take the tax off.
No.
She goes, that's not the way this works. That's not how any of this works.
Didn't realize we had an emissary with us today.
Yeah, you're not in Oregon. Like, you came here, bitch. What? So.
But, like, most of the people were very nice and, like, they push us to sell these credit cards.
Of
and
course.
So many rich parents giving their kids credit cards in the parents' name.
That's bad.
Yeah, especially seeing
$3,000 limit on these rich parents' credit cards to.
Well, yeah, especially seeing as how like security standards aren't great, and you combine that with like a child.
No, man. Oh my god, the security guys at bleep those out. Okay. The security guys at the place I work.
Don't mess around.
Are stealthy as shit, and they always scare the fuck out of me.
What? Why are they sneaking up on you?
No, like, they sneak up on guys that are already in my line or something. Like, I'm sitting there, and this guy comes up, and he goes, I'd like to buy these. And I ring him through, and he goes, oh, I guess I don't have enough money. Go ahead and keep that one. And all of a sudden, this gigantic man in a baseball cap and, like, cowboy boots and a plaid shirt appears. A flannel shirt appears, and he goes, I saw you fucking put things in your pocket.
What?
And the guy goes, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, I have footage. I can handcuff you right now, but I can't. I can tell you right now that that's worth about $15. Take it out of your pockets and leave. Never come back.
Is he ever wrong?
No. Like, these guys are really good, and I swear to God.
Yeah,
like,
and he works in the Wild West.
I've watched this guy tackle people.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there was one kid. Man. So I'm working self-checkout again, and all of a sudden this guy appears to these two kids. And he goes, you want to go clean up the mess you made in the shaving cream aisle?
Ooh.
Oh.
Bitch.
And the kid goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, I have footage of it. Why don't you come with me to the security office and we can call your parents? Kid starts running. The guy just goes, wham, and takes him to the ground. And the other kid runs off.
Oh, damn.
And then he just starts dragging him.
Man, like, you either have like a very intense security guard or your is in a very shitty part of town.
It doesn't seem like a shitty
part
of town.
It's not a shitty part of town. It's just... Like the and I think the guy just likes it. He's about he's
he just gets off on it.
He's a half a foot taller than I am and huge. Jeez.
Wow.
I'm sure he grew up thinking I'm gonna be a cop and now he takes it out on the kids who'd have shaving cream fights at the box store.
Kicked me out of the force because I have anger issues.
But every time he appears, like he appears from nowhere to yell at somebody, I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
That's crazy.
Don't kill me.
Like, he can swear at them and stuff?
Yeah.
Ain't no laws against swearing.
True.
But David, during the back to college thing, or going to college thing, Burning Man started.
Yeah, every year.
Oh, gross.
David, I had a group of people buy $1,600 worth of alcohol.
What?
They're going to kill
all Burning
Man. Which
I couldn't bring up.
Of course you couldn't.
So I stood off to the side and removed the security tags, like tick, tick, tick. And there was a guy that smelled so bad that I almost threw up.
Well, the guy smelled bad. He was going to Burning Man.
Yeah,
that
should be like Burning Man protocol.
I had a guy come through today right after I got my liquor license. He's going up there for 2 days, just 2 days. But he's a lawyer from San Francisco who moved here from Germany, and he's going up there. And he was wearing like he's like normally I don't dress like this, and he has a see-through mesh shirt on, and he's buying $500 in liquor.
Sounds like Christoph Waltz going to Burning Man.
But I thought Burning Man was for like drugs, not alcohol.
Lawyers.
Well, no, you barter. You buy a lot of alcohol and you can barter drinks and stuff.
Because they don't believe in money out there.
Yeah, I remember when I was watching that documentary about it, everything's on a barter system. Mm-hmm. I bet if you could, even if you went there empty-handed, you could give out, you know, any kind of job, if you know what I mean.
I will say, I saw some really cool pictures. Adam Ryan this year, where somebody had made a marionette that needed to be suspended from a crane. It was so big. And they had a bunch of people working steel cables to make it move.
My dream is to make a marionette that can level buildings.
That's so much time and money to blow the minds of a bunch of burnouts in the middle of a desert.
You could easily accomplish that with a roll of tinfoil.
Well, and here's the thing, David, is like we have signs that say you cannot return camping
never
gear
return
from Burning Man.
You cannot return. You shall not pass.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
Well, no, like, you can't return any alcohol purchased between this time and this time. Camping gear, but between this time and this time. Personal electronics.
Electronics?
Like, portable electronics, like cameras and GoPros and all that shit.
Oh, okay, yeah, I get that.
Light bulbs.
Because the burners will, on their way back, try to give it back to you. Like, hey, this $1,600 in alcohol was just a bit much.
Turns out I went a little overboard.
Can you take this back? Like, no, take it fucking back to Ireland, you fuck. And they were from Ireland.
Are you a 1800s racist, Andy?
Yeah, the fucking Irish coming over here.
You crazy Irish fuck?
They're always in their cups telling stories about fairies and leprechauns.
Taking jobs from us natives.
Yeah, just shut up and work on the railroad, you idiots.
Here's a potato.
Here's a potato.
The days I work mornings are better than the days I work nights, because the morning people are all like really old people that are just there like, I have to shop before I die.
One more trip.
And that's fine. And like, I'm usually the only cashier, so it goes really fast. When you work nights, they start announcing at 9 o'clock, like, we'll be closing in an hour. 9:30. We'll be closing in half an hour. 9:15. Closing in 15 minutes.
What are you still doing
here? And then at 10 o'clock, the lights automatically shut off. And then the customers scurry out like fucking cockroaches.
Reverse cockroaches?
Yeah, they're reverse cockroaches.
Yeah, well, because
when you turn off the lights, the cockroaches come back out.
Well, they shut off the lights and then they release the boogeymen from the back of the store.
But all of a sudden, you have 20 or 30 people in your line. They're like, I didn't know you guys were closing.
Is it the old people who stay late?
Well, no, it's usually the vampire and hooker crowd.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, because that voice you put on made it seem more like an old person, less like a vampire or a hooker.
Well, no, that a lot of times we'll get hobos in there, and we had one the other day he took one of the handicap like the moving carts. So first off, and then he was like, are these all the magazines you have? And I'm like, yes, those are. And he goes, he picks up several. One with Selena Gomez on it, one with another young girl on it, wheels his shit over to the bathroom, takes the magazines and walks in.
No. Did you kick his ass out?
Our security guy dragged him out of there and threw out the magazines.
Well, these are trash.
Homeless or no, someone walks into the bathroom with a like a magazine that no one has purchased yet, I would find a garden hose and let them have it. Are you kidding me? That is so far beyond like the cultural contract. Like, seriously, you might as well be an alien.
Also, everybody listening to this, take your $100 and shove them up your ass until they become 20s.
I can't help it that I'm wealthy.
Well, no, the only people that come up to me with $100 bills, and it's just this, it's Reno Sparks is what we've determined, is the elderly, the white trash, and the elderly take the $100 out, and I think they just, they're like, I just want big bills because I'll forget otherwise. Yeah. The white trash, it's there so you can see how affluent they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, and also they're only paid in cash because they don't have bank accounts.
And I swear to God, and this is, I don't think I'm being racist. It's Mexican families. Well, paying $100 bills, and they seem to want to teach their kids how to handle money. So they'll give each of their kids a single $100 bill, and then each of their kids buys one pack of Pokemon cards, and I don't have any change forever.
$95 back.
Yeah, I don't think that is racist, because I see that a lot here too. Like, there's just certain types of people who like market exclusively in cash, which is so weird, because like 9 times out of 10, if you look at my wallet, there may be like a quarter in it
and a moth.
Yeah, I'll let my wallet moth. I mean, the prototype anyway. That's the thing. Like, I don't understand the type of people who only carry cash. That is so crazy to me.
I heard a lady the other day, because we have to sell these credit cards, we also have a debit card, and with the debit card it comes out of the same account and all this shit, but you need a check or you need to be able to access online banking. And I heard a lady told me the other day, she goes, no, I don't do online banking. I don't trust anything online. I was like, you know, all your shit's already online, right?
Right.
Yeah, like your address, your phone number, your social security number. Like, it's there. Everybody
is
there.
Do you shop on Amazon, ma'am? Probably. Oh, my God.
I can see your backyard on Google Maps.
Yeah. Now I can sigh and slouch because I've been waiting for a whole month and I have to get all my rage about this fucking job out.
Apparently you took Andy's outlet away too.
I'm listening to you describe this, you're like, bleep that out, we've dropped so many specifics. It would be impossible not to pick up a context clue anymore, but
whatever. So, just don't bleep it, nobody listens to this anyway.
I might just because it's I think it's funnier when we do that.
Your guard's gonna sneak up behind you next time you're working and says, I heard everything you said.
No, Galen,
I'm a huge podcast fan.
I download everything.
Now you're going down.
It was on random and your shit came up. I heard the way you talked about me. Well, and the place I work at, you get a 10% discount.
Ooh,
I do.
Ritzy.
Well, but the only way you can use it is if you have cash or you have one of their stupid credit cards.
Yeah.
Why can't
and
they?
And if you're gonna buy anything except food, it's fine. If you shop at this place for food, you're fucking retard.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one.
Because people come through and buy $500 worth of groceries that I could get for $120 down the street.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know how some places continue to do that. Like, they're expanding into these different areas, but they're doing it worse and more expensive than other places.
Bad business strategy.
But you know, maybe some people just, because like there are some stores I will go to and there are some stores I will not go to, not having to name any of them, but like one of the ones I will not go to is Walmart, and that is purely because of the customer base.
Oh yeah,
David, the customer base is fairly similar. It's exactly the same, except that the one that you will go to is less crowded because it's more expensive.
Yeah, that's the thing. Here's the thing. I realized something about myself. I think I may have said this already somewhere, but I don't like the poor. And if I have to pay a little if I have to pay a little more to keep those motherfuckers away from me, I'll do it.
I completely agree with you at this point.
We went, okay, so here's the story. We went to the aquarium here in Arizona. And
sounds like a dream.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you would think so. Krista was like, "Oh, well, on the weekends after 4, they knock so much off the price. It's super cheap, and they give you a $10 voucher to go.
You've gotten rid of that money buffet.
Yeah, well, and they give you the $10 per person to like go and spend in the strip mall that's around it that like has all the fancy upscale restaurants. Well, here's the thing, man. When they give discounts that deep, guess who it opens the door for? All these scummy dirtbelly motherfuckers that are finally like, oh, it's cheap enough to go, and we've been scrimping and saving our pennies, and P.S., they always come in groups of 50, and yeah. they have one person get there way early, and then just like, oh, yeah, come on in the line. Just, yeah, I've been saving us all our spots, and meanwhile, we're fucking backing up, and these motherfuckers with their goddamn mullets, and they're fucking...
David's got the fucking right idea, because here comes one poor person. They're like, okay, it's time for me to check out. Except that they you see their posse. You're like the poor person posse, the PPP.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
and you're like, okay, so it's just one person? No, they all put their shit in the same cart. So there's 18 transactions that I have to do before I can get to the person behind them.
Yeah, that's the thing. Poor people ruin it for everybody.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but my time since we stopped doing the show has been pretty nice. I don't have a whole lot of complaints.
Retail is a living hell.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I am no longer going anywhere where they offer a discount, because I don't want to fall into, because I'm like, literally, I am perched so precariously on that breaking point between absolute poverty and like comfortable middle class that I've like clawing my way out, and I don't want to ever so often dip back into the lower end of the gene pool.
We live in the brackish water between upper class and lower class.
Yeah, like I'm an amphibian about to be like a full on reptile and leave the water behind with all those people who shit where they eat and sleep.
I'm a lobe-fin fish trying to struggle my way out of the cesspool.
Yeah, but every once in a while, the ocean will put on a really good deal, and you'll go down there, and you'll fucking regret it!
I can't pass this up.
Here's the thing. There's absolutely humble lower-class people that are the best customers in the world.
Right.
And then right behind them is the person that's missing 15 teeth that is like, oh, my God. I saw this bra was on the floor, but I figured it was clearance. Can you give it to me for 50 cents? And I was like, no, it's $30. That's a $30 bra. I found it on the floors.
Well, yeah.
It was on a rack that had a bunch of shirts that said Clarence.
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 And my name is Clarence. Yeah. Thought this was for me.
It was just hanging on a rack that was resting on the floor.
Somebody dumb pushed it over.
And that person was my wife.
Oh, yeah, man. That's the thing. Like, because we've got a Disneyland trip coming up here pretty soon. And I now want to go when it will be more expensive.
What's your most expensive day, Disney?
Yeah, which we already are, so I'm happy about that.
I'll rent the park.
Oh, see, because we were at Disney. The last time I was at Disneyland, it was one of the times where it was... We brought the whole family, so already I hate Disneyland.
Right.
Because your family's there?
Yeah. Well, because we have 20 billion people in my family.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Did you all have to wear the same shirt so you didn't lose each other?
No. But we get off a ride, and there's this white trash lady ramming a stroller into my mother.
What?
I don't think I've heard this story.
Well, because my mother was sitting on a bench she wanted. My nephew and I had to chase this lady off.
What the fuck?
Go back to Tomorrowland, you bitch.
That's pretty much the language that was used.
That's insane.
Like, bitches like you shouldn't be allowed in Disney. Get the fuck out.
Like, here's the thing. In my day-to-day life, I will be pissed off at everything and everybody no matter what. The vacations that I take are the only time I go out of my way to, like, try and maintain positivity. And especially in a theme park, like, it bumps up a little higher because they're already, like, I'm in a place where that's tailored to make me feel comfortable. So if you want to be a bitch on vacation, you can, like, What should happen is if
don't
you
dare
like,
ruin this for David.
If you harsh anybody's mellow at Disneyland for any amount of time, a cartoon character comes, escorts you off the premises,
and kills you.
And ties you to the railroad tracks of the railroad and then you are slowly run over as
you're shot, apparently.
As onlookers enjoy the vista of the Grand Canyon with all the animatronic dinosaurs.
Thunder Mountain Railroad.
People in costumes of Phineas and Ferb come up and drag you away. They're like, where are you taking me? You're like, you ain't seen it all yet, bitch.
Yeah.
I know what we're going to do today.
Your horrible blood-curdling screams will be drowned out by the sounds of an old man narrating the nature of the Grand Canyon.
I'm so excited to go. I've never been there.
Also,
it's so good.
Before we move on, Do you think that poor people sometimes go to things that are free and have the same problem we have?
That there's like a lower hidden class?
Yeah, like if there's the class below us that that sometimes, you know, we mix.
Chuds? The undesirables.
But do you think that like the poor people, like they'll be like, oh, free event at this place. And someone from the class below us will be like, yeah, I'll go. And then has the same feelings we do when they sneak into ours?
David, I feel like I feel like at that point, like it's a free event and the poor people that are good run into the poor people that are bad. And there's like a poor clash.
They cancel each other out.
Well, that's the thing. It's hard to see the class immediately below and above you. So there's got to be layers below the ones that we're familiar with.
It's the teeth.
There is hidden strata. You know, using David's theory of hidden undesirable economic classes, we are probably the undesirable class to somebody higher up than us.
Oh, yeah, we totally are. No doubt.
But that's the thing. You always have to keep trying to climb up to the next one. That's the point, poor people. You shouldn't be shitbags your entire life. Try to climb out of that muck.
What happens when you get to the top?
Then you're just like, da, 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 done
then
it.
You create, you muck on the people below you.
Yeah, that shit rolls downhill.
But here's the deal, is I can always tell it's going to be a bad experience when someone comes through my line. I say, how are you doing today? And they smile at me like motherfucking Jafar leading Aladdin out of prison.
So are these people trying to entangle you in evil schemes?
Well, no, they just smile. There's like this. Five teeth in there. I'm like, okay.
Oh, so Jafar, when he was the beggar, got it.
Yeah.
They're not offering you some sort of deal of an adventure.
Well, no, they're not like, give me the lamp.
First throw me the lamp.
I immediately pictured pencil goatee and arching eyebrows.
I need that lamp for my new college dorm room.
It's true.
Yeah, it's very dark in there. Oh, man.
Wow, that was cathartic.
Yeah, I got it. And I was trying to remember all the things that have pissed me off, but there have been so many. It all just sort of... But the aquarium was the worst by far.
It was bad.
That's the thing. And sometimes something in your price bracket will dip in price, and you'll think, yeah, I don't usually go there, but I'm going there to take advantage of this thing. And it's always a terrible idea. Like, okay, so here's this. Even this... The Arizona Museum of Natural History, it's only fucking $10 to get in. Like,
for the whole family?
No, per person. It's like $7 to $10 if you're 16 or whatever. Moral of the story is not expensive, but every month on one Sunday there's a free day, and that day it is filled with people with their shirt sleeves missing and their guts exposed, all like scratching their bellies and wondering what facts are.
And here's the thing, I will look at my shirts and be like, oh, there's a tiny hole there, I have to throw it out. Yeah. I see people come through, it's like, sir, both of your nipples are exposed, is that something that you should take care of?
That's intentional.
Yeah, as soon as I see it.
And it's at 8:15 in the morning and the guy is buying two 24 packs of Coors.
That's the way to live, man. Coors. It's the way to live.
Yep. We're angry at him because we envy him.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. So like when I get a hole in any of my shirts, they immediately become pillowcases. I'm like, you are out of rotation. And I wonder
if you're a pillow person now.
I say, oh, Mr. Pillow with the red shirt, and go jumps off.
You're my new boyfriend.
my thing is, like, I wonder if I start, like, if I'm like, oh, you know what, my standards have slipped. I'll wear this shirt with all these holes in it. Well, then I'd be like, oh, you know what? Maybe I will have a couple cold ones at 8:30 in the morning. Or is it like, is it a chicken or the egg situation?
It's a chicken and the egg thing. I think you have to get to a certain point. Like, David, the people I'm describing, the holes in their shirts look like Charlie Brown's fucking Halloween costume.
Right. You mean pig pens?
Oh, yeah.
But why?
Which one had the one all the pig pen had the holes in it?
Yeah, pig pen was the dirty one.
Well, but no, in the actual Charlie Brown Halloween special, didn't one of them cut too many holes?
Oh, I don't think that was Charlie Brown. I don't think he was like the dumbest one.
I remember what you're
one.
Talking about. I just don't remember which character it was.
Who's the dumb one on the Peanuts roster?
All of them.
Linus? No, he's smart.
No, yeah, he plays the piano. Well, moral of the story
is.
The one
that drags
Schroeder
around
plays
the
piano.
Yeah, Schroeder
way,
plays the piano.
Even if you're very, very poor, you can still have some fucking decorum.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything to act like a fucking human in public.
Hey, smiles are free.
So are hugs.
Free hugs.
Hey, that's what my desktop background says.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, like, people... Okay, so, and I imagine this person was poor, because why else would you do this?
They were hugging people?
We went to lunch today, and I hugged him. No.
Aww.
No. Hi. We went to lunch today, and I was walking in a Chick-fil-A. There's this girl standing, like, at the head of one of the handicap spaces close to the door, and she's like, yeah, did you just hear the words I said? Attempted manslaughter. He's going to jail. And I'm like, this is a conversation you're having 3 feet away from a Chick-fil-A entry.
What?
It was crazy.
Oh, and one more addendum to my stuff. Hey, sure. Everybody, if you're going through self-checkout, when you're done checking yourself out, that's not the time to put your bags down on the little thing there and text somebody or talk to some. Get the fuck out. There's 15 other people that want this because they think it was going to be faster, and your big ass.
Yeah, I mean, these things have been around for, like, what, 10 years now? How is it still confounding people? And even before they were everywhere, you've seen cashiers work. You know how to run something from left to right.
I had somebody come over and demand that I check them out because she doesn't work here.
Huh?
She was right.
She knows that there's other checkout lines,
oh,
right?
Oh, those lines were long. I should come and check her out right now because she doesn't work here and she's not doing my job.
I'd be like, all right, go ahead and leave your stuff there and the door is right over there.
Well, no, I told her, I'm sorry, this is self-checkout and you can go get in one of the lines if you want, but...
You can go pounce in.
Go ahead and give self-checkout a shot.
Bitch.
Give it a shot. Come on.
You can do it.
Make like a slight motion with your arm. Be like, hey, lady, can you do this? You're hired. You fucking
idiot. And it doesn't
help
that we have two PCs that run all the cash registers in the store, and one of them went down, so we have 4 cash registers.
Like, still? It hasn't been fixed?
No.
How is that possible?
They keep on sending out a tech. It's like, it's fine now, and then they boot up all the cash registers, and the other one catches on fire.
So there are 4 monitors per each tower?
It needs the processing power of 2 PCs to do this, and the self-checkouts plus 4 other checkouts kill the whole fucking thing. Wow.
I can't imagine buying another tower would kill like...
They have them there.
Just brought the whole thing crumbling.
Just walk back to electronics, grab an Asus.
I think we sell these things.
Yeah.
We don't really have laptops.
In the middle of... Well, no, you get a tower, and you check people out.
Okay, no laptop.
Don't have those either.
No laptop. You just hook up, like, 5 iPods.
Yeah. get an iPad, and then, you know, in between checking people out, play some Kingdom Clash or whatever.
Ooh. Candy Crush.
Candy Crush. And, yeah, steal people's credit cards and buy unlimited refills for your Candy Crush account.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Let's see. Other than work, David, I have one physical class this semester.
Ooh. Is it a physical challenge?
And that's Intro to Education. Out of 37 students, I'm the only man.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, that's not, I wasn't talking about it like that. I just thought it was weird.
Oh.
I told you about the communications class I went to this week, where out of, I don't know, like 30-some students, there was 0 teachers that showed up.
Well, I don't know if that's...
Wow.
So everybody was sitting around for half an hour waiting?
I don't know what's weirder, a class with just chicks and one dude, or a class with no teacher?
It was anarchy.
We taught ourselves.
If a class has no teacher, aren't you just guys hanging out like in a club?
Just chilling.
I think we're just wasting money on school at that point.
Yeah.
Now you're in a dance club.
I think you get a free 40 points for the day.
Yeah, every time the teacher doesn't show up.
A, automatic A.
A local DJ comes and sets up his electric light show.
My mom and I...
Rises out of the floor.
My mom and I went to breakfast this morning at a place called Eggs at Joe's. And
eggs. I thought it was just eggs.
We've come to the conclusion that place turns into like a Chippendales club at night. Like,
nice.
All the waiters were like super hot and their names were like Dakota and stuff like that. It was weird.
They're just named after the states.
Let me ask you this. Were there dance floors that they walked out on and served you from?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that was definitely a strip club you ate at.
I'll be your waiter today. My name is Lucius. Lucius Mantaint.
I'm Delaware.
Yeah, they were all so hot, and I'm like, this shouldn't be their, like, job.
Yeah, we went to breakfast at a place called, Dick's Cabaret. Dude,
was it hot in here, or was it just our waiting staff?
Yeah, there was so much hot meat hanging, I couldn't believe it.
Thought I was in an unair-conditioned butcher shop.
My name is Gree. Gree C. Fuckboy.
I thought I walked into a smokehouse. How much meat was hanging, you know what I mean? Oh, man. I don't know. Some people like want to eat at strip clubs. I don't think I want anyone naked around any food.
I mean, if they've got a hairnet down there, I don't see the problem.
That's what mesh thongs are for.
What is the thing? Like, your body is constantly shedding skin cells, and I don't want a quick turn of my waiter to dust my food in, like, penis skin.
I feel like you're probably always getting skin cells on anything, no matter where you eat.
Not the penis. And plus...
Why would you go to a strip club with men?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, that would be an extreme scenario on your end, but, like, I don't want a naked woman serving me a meal either.
Adam, what was the men's cabaret that went in the shitty casino outside of town?
Oh, shit.
I forget
what it was called.
It was called, like,
oh,
it was just one word, like, dicks, or...
Welcome to oh, shit.
Hunks.
Hunks. There's just hunks.
Oh, yeah, that's hunks. A good one.
Like, hey, come on down to hunks.
See, that's the thing. All the like the strip clubs for men are like the Dream Palace or like, you know, they all have like this weird sort of ethereal thing. All the women's are like, it's dicks, it's hunks, it's like penis shaft or whatever. It's
give
always
it for Coco Carlos.
Come on down to Chubbs.
I'm getting that dick now. See, when men go into a strip club, it's like going to heaven. When women go there, it's just like staring at a dick. Like it's always very straightforward.
I've never been
hello,
to a strip
I'm your
club.
Canadian, French Canadian waiter today. My name is Jacques. Would you like the pancakes with your maple sausage?
Maple?
Yeah, because he's from
Canada. It's between the two pancakes.
Sir, your penis is resting on my plate.
It is a pig in a blanket.
Like, it's warm in there. That's disgusting.
Gross.
It's
like all that weird porn that I assume is out there.
Did you order this with pubes or without?
Oh, God.
Ew.
I don't know a single person who would say with pubes.
There's got to be someone that's just like, give me that bush.
Nobody ever orders it that way, but they have to offer.
Well, I mean, sometimes you get it whether you ask for it or not.
Sure. Well, no, it's like ordering your ice cream with or without sprinkles, except that the sprinkles get caught in between your teeth.
Oh, God.
That'll ruin a family photo. Am I right, guys?
Ugh. I'm done with this.
My mouth looks like a blaxploitation film.
Like Blackula's mouth. Do you think he had a bunch of pubes in his teeth, Andy?
Ew.
Gross.
Pubes and blood?
Yeah. Well,
gross.
Blaxploitation mouth. You're like, oh, all those African Americans, tons of pubes in their teeth.
No, I was saying you're no, the teeth look like an afro, David, an afro.
Yeah.
Because of the pubes.
Yeah, I get it. Anyway, guys, why don't we keep moving right along? Now, we haven't done this bit in a while, and Andy says that he is totally prepared, even though he is currently walking away from the computer. So I guess what we'll do is we'll wait until... And he knew! Adam, he was sitting there...
I don't know why he left!
He was sitting there with his headphones on as I started explaining this segment.
It was creeping on Craigslist. It's your bit, and yeah. You left!
Hey, guess what this is? There goes Andy. Holy shit. First day back, and it's already the worst show in the world. Oh, people are writing in to say they've stopped listening 2 years ago.
Can I play the song yet?
Yeah, I guess so. Now it's time for Creeping on Craigslist.
I have looked upon the dark corners of the internet. I have seen satanic rituals, bees in jars, and adult infants. I pushed through this jungle and beheld bathtubs of noodles and desecrated train tracks. Still, I moved on, not knowing what horrors I would uncover. The darkest heart of the Congo and the Amazon were paradise compared to this. I'm still here. It won't let me leave. But perhaps the tales I uncover will keep you from making the same mistake. This is Creeping on Craigslist.
Boom. All right, Andy, what do you have for us on this Creeping on Craigslist bit that you do and are the head of?
Seamless.
There's always a thing. This one is called Demon Removal, parentheses, Soul Retrieval,
what?
By a Kundalini Mystic, Christ, comma,
is that her
guru.
Name?
Starseed, Ascended Master, Illuminati.
What was title and what was name?
Yeah, what was happening there? Because I thought you said Price at one point.
Christ.
Oh, Christ.
Vincent Christ.
Vincent Christ.
Vincent Christ.
He came back to freak you out.
Hello, Michael Jackson. That sounds more like Alan Rickman.
It's me, Vincent Christ. No. Then it has some sort of a star sign...
It's some sort of eldritch symbol thing.
Uh-oh.
Warning!
Oh.
Any disrespectful messages, including sexual harassment, will be punished by the spirit world.
Oh. Can you send curses online now?
Well, you can send Reiki through YouTube, so go ahead.
Yeah, someone sent me an e-curse.
Ah, shit.
Oh, I opened up that email without thinking about it.
I got a virus and a curse.
Oh, man, I got RSVP.
Maybe all your fingers will be broken.
Ah, really?
Maybe you'll get cancer.
Maybe one of those spirits will come after you with a hammer.
Someone may break into your house in the middle of the night and poke at your eyes.
Well,
one of those ghosts came at me with an ice pick.
Holy shit. Maybe you'll lose everything. Business, money, home, status.
God.
All of these are pretty hefty, like, punishments for just sending an insulting email.
Maybe your child, pet, best friend, or mother will die in a horrific accident.
I mean, that could just happen anyways.
Maybe you'll be choked and raped by demons.
Is that really there?
So, this person...
What if that was my thing, though?
This person has described themselves as, like, what, an exorcist?
Yeah, well, there's demon removal and soul retrieval by a Kundalini mystic, comma, Christ, comma, guru, parentheses, starseed, comma, ascended master, comma, Illuminati, in parentheses.
Apparently there's also, like, spiritual protection racket,
well,
too.
And she has spent the first, like, what, five sentences of the ad threatening people already?
Yeah, whatever doesn't feel good to you, she says, will happen to you.
You gotta start off strong.
If I'm going to start like a marketing business, I wouldn't be like, hey, first out the gate, like insult everyone and threaten their lives and the lives of their family. Then we'll start moving on to like explaining your process and what you're selling here.
That's not what you came here for?
Yeah. Oh, so I will definitely die and my mom's eyes will be pecked out by crows. Thank you.
Let's see here. I'm a full-time INFJ. Life Path 11, Kundalini Mystic.
Whoa.
What? And I can remove negative energy from you if you are suffering from a demon, parasitic attachment, psychic attack, curse, haunting, possession, Illuminati mind control, etc.
What about hainted?
What if you're hainted? What if your asshole
is haunted?
If you're hainted,
it's a little different.
What if... Now, is Kundalini a place or a group of people?
I don't know. It's Kundalini.
Kundalini.
K-U-N-D-A-L-I-N-I. I think it's a pasta.
The order of the sacred pasta.
With a little pesto on it.
I love Kundalini.
Pesto Kundalini. Damn it, I can't say it right.
Yeah, Kundalini.
Kakuna Matata.
I love pesto Kalukalain.
Oh, yeah, that's a great curse.
It doesn't matter what you call it. If it's a spiritual problem, I can relieve it.
What if it's not a spiritual
it's
problem?
It's that darn ghost again.
Is it that?
Yeah, that's Kundalini.
It's... Kundalini in the concept of Dharma refers to a form of primal energy said to be located at the base of the spine.
So she's primal energy in the base of your spine.
Okay.
So her life path is 11 or whatever. I wonder what it goes
up to. Yes, life path 11.
And she also gave us the INFJ, like, personality type.
What OT level is she?
She's OT 5.
Whoa! Eat that,
yeah,
Tom Cruise.
She's really up there.
How OG is she?
Yeah.
Well, she does know how to bust a cat.
How much kush is there?
If you're talking about cushions on her Kundalini couch.
Is she down with OPP?
Kundalini
well,
couch
you know
cushions?
Me.
Anyway.
Oh my
anyway,
God.
The energy / entity will be permanently ingratiated into my energy body and personality.
Ingratiated?
She is legion.
She meant to say integrated?
Yes. I don't know.
Engraved?
She may like it. So is she taking the demon or the spirit out of your body into hers, and then yep. Is she like taking it back to the firehouse to put in the containment unit?
Yep.
It seems like that's what she's doing. We're ready to believe you.
And then she throws a trap under you and the trap door opens. It's just a little thing with a feather on it that tickles your butthole.
I've caught your ghost and given you a lethal dose of radiation.
Yay!
Why does it feel like my soul has been sucked out through my butthole?
You'll feel that for the next forever. Bye.
Eternity.
Let's see here. It works because I'm spiritually married to Satan. My internal,
whoa, what?
My internal twin flame.
So
Satan is her eternal twin flame?
Internal.
Not okay.
Her internal eternal
twin flame.
Oh, well, so why is she advertising demon removal? Like, she should be, if Satan is really her betrothed, I feel like he would take umbrage of, like, her undoing his work.
I think maybe she just calls in a favor from her husband.
Bitch, did you just get rid of one of those possessions again? I worked real hard.
Honey, sorry, but I dented the Volvo again.
Oh, hey, it's me, Satan.
No, that was the wife.
Hey, well, hey, it's got to pay off my credit
card. The wife
card.
Is...
Hey,
oh,
Satan.
Hey, I dented the bubble driving home, and also I removed another 3 of your
demons. Wait, is this Sammy Davis Jr.?
Hey, cool Satan. Hey, you cool cat. How would you like a blowjob later from your wife?
I really like that, honey. Thank you.
Oh, great. I'll get ready by stretching my mouth.
God.
You're
it.
My internal twin flame.
Stop it.
What do you want for dinner? I've got that tortellini we've been thinking about.
No, I was really hoping for kundalini.
Oh, no, we're fresh out. I'll have to go get a ride from Charon across the river Styx.
The food line over there.
Honey, I don't agree with your work, but damn, it's your cooking great.
Who deleted my Game of Thrones off the DVR?
I thought we were done with it. I mean...
No,
I guess you fell asleep while we were watching it, honey. I'm sorry.
You know I watched them at least twice, so I really can expand on my knowledge.
I was watching Property Brothers.
I don't remember.
Oh, man. The life of Satan in this bitch.
Either way.
We'll have to pitch that one later.
Satan in this show. Bitch. I don't think we can get... well, maybe on Adult Swim.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Satan in the Kundalini.
The stuff that's bothering you is just pieces of my husband, from my perspective.
What?
So she has to take all the pieces and...
She freely admits that, like, the demons are under him, or under her husband's employee.
But it sounds like she also admits that it's just her opinion. I mean, I guess that's what it is. Makes sense to me.
I don't ask my husband. I'm doing this behind his back. He doesn't know that we're defaulting on our mortgage.
Yeah, plus he's frozen at the center of the earth, so he doesn't make it out much anymore anyway.
He's busy gnashing up Judas and his teeth for eternity.
The only time I see anybody down there, they talk to me and they're like, hey, did you know I betrayed this guy? I'm like, yes.
Yes. That's why we're frozen. That's why we're frozen next to each other, you idiot. Now please shut up.
I don't have relationships or sex with humans because those needs are met in my spiritual marriage.
Sure.
And I've got this goat that hangs around the house for,
oh,
you know.
My God.
Oh, it's Black Phillip.
Yeah, Black Phillip is a gentle lover.
Yeah, Black Phillip pays half the rent. So this woman is living in an apartment with Satan and Black Phillip.
Yeah. Well, Satan's inside of her. Yes, he is in all of us.
Sure, I mean, our Lord and Savior, Satan Christ.
Anyway.
Satan needs a last name.
We have so much more of this ahead to go. Satan, parentheses, representing all spiritual entities, would rather be with me than you because I unconditionally love him.
I think there are plenty of other crazy people out there who love Satan.
Yes.
So it sounds like she's exorcising these demons from you because every demon is a small piece of Satan and Satan loves her. So Satan is coming home.
Yeah. The more pieces of shit... not Satan.
Shaitan.
Oh, Shaitan. The more pieces of Shaitan she gets, the more love she endures.
There can be only one Shaitan.
Slap a woman.
Yes, you cut the head off of one demon and the power is distributed amongst the other demons.
I don't know, lightning strikes you or something.
I just watched that movie the other day and I swear to God.
Isn't it stupid that he's a Spaniard in that?
Yep. Anyway.
I'm from Spain. I love a good plate of tapas, tequila.
Yes, I'm the Spaniard. And also, look out for Mr. Krabs. He's coming for you. The villain in that is Mr. Krabs.
That's why you hear Sean Connery say Spanish words now.
Can I get a quesadilla?
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Mi hermano.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're going to get your head cut off like that, bending over to eat your taco. You should bend the... No.
What if he was in the Proclaimers? I'm not going to pretend like I'm going to do it, but just 500 imagine.
500 miles on... I would... No, I am too Scottish.
He's getting more and more Scottish.
Now he's like a sheep farmer from Glasgow.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's easier for him to live in my body than yours because I have no resistance to him. So, I'm a magnet for what you perceive as negative energy.
Right, that reminds me before the Sean Connery thing. Now I forgot.
It's shocking how many similarities there are between this and Sean Connery.
Between Satan and Sean Connery.
Her saying that she loves Satan the most, so only he can live in her, is like someone saying that like they love Jesus the most, so nobody else gets a piece of Jesus.
Oh, Joel Osteen.
Yeah. He loves Jesus so much that he won't help out the poor.
It sounds like we have a like a Diablo 3 scenario coming on here, and she's going to become the prime evil when she gets all the pieces of Satan.
She very well might. I didn't like that that happened to her in Diablo 3.
But that's BS side biz. As political stuff.
As a husband, he wants to provide for me, so he is forcing me to charge money.
What?
What? No, if he's providing for you, he wouldn't have to get a job.
Well, no, he... At this point, I have to assume he's possessing people with pieces of himself, so she has to go retrieve them and charge people money.
What
she
a convoluted to. Scheme just to bang some crazy idiot.
Why don't you just possess people and make them give you money?
That would be like if I were like, hey, Chris, I found a new job for you. Diamonds grow in our yard, and every day you have to go and pick them. And every night I take the ones she picked and I throw them back out there. And I'm like, and that's why we have to be married, so you can farm the diamond grass. What, are you fucking kidding me?
So, this is a long sentence, so give me a
deep
second.
Breath.
All right, gear up.
I'm a Syrian starseed / walk-in / soul braid, and my husband lives in my body permanently like a genie. Parentheses, I'm sharing my body with a presence / intelligence from Sirius. I have no religious application because this is a universal energy, and it doesn't matter what yours is either.
Is she saying Satan is from the North Star?
I guess Satan is from Sirius, the Dark Star.
Well, and that has been, you know, conjectured in many of Lovecraft's writings. Also, Polaris.
Lovecraft.
He's still too Scottish.
So, but here's the thing. Like, why even bother calling it, like, the Judeo-Christian name, the devil?
Because you get more money?
It's more marketable.
And why use the term demons? Like, if this is an otherworldly galactic intelligence headed toward malevolence, why be like, oh yeah, it's the devil? Because then you're thinking, like, the whole Judas and Brutus thing frozen in the earth around the, you know, what the fuck?
So she's doing, like, I don't know if this is a Kundalini thing, but she says, parentheses, this is compatible with all religions, including Christianity, which... Why would you even mention that if you said Satan is your husband?
Yeah. How many other religions are like, oh yeah, I gotta watch out for that Satan? Like Buddhists are like, oh yeah, everything, you know, it's the eight-spoked wheel and all this. P.S. Watch out for this Satan character. Like, no, they don't care. Like, there's two, maybe three religions that will acknowledge the devil.
I love Buddhism because it's all bureaucracy and then one guy that's like, hey guys, cut it the fuck out.
It seems Come like on. It would be in a Christian's best interest to not let Satan become whole again.
Yeah.
Sure, but...
But they also don't want Satan in them.
I also don't want to be possessed by the devil.
Hi, Satan is in me like a devil Katamari, and I'm just rolling over demons.
Katamari? Weird thing to do. So is she really fat? Oh.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
The presence was with me... Ooh.
Ooh.
The presence was with me from birth to 5 years old, left for 25 years, and came back at 30.
So the devil was like, yeah, we're married. That's my wife over there, the 4-year-old.
That's my child bride.
That's kind of weird, Satan. Oh, man.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
At five, he's like, I am out of here. Be back in 25.
I'm messed up.
Yeah, I'm like,
too old for me, but not old enough for me. I'll be back when I'm when you're 30.
When
yeah,
I'm 30.
Then he waited well beyond the legal limit.
Yeah,
just to like, be safe.
What's the devil's deal?
And then in its own line itself, $550.
Wow,
what?
That is a lot of money.
There have been no description of services provided.
Oh my god, we're only almost halfway through this.
All she's saying so far is like, hey, you feel a little down, like you think it's a demon. I'll get rid of it for $550.
$550.
What are we doing here? What is she going to rub me with crystals or splatter oil on me or like destroy a goat's throat? Like, what's going on?
Oh, shit. It gets better. I read ahead. Let's keep going.
Okay.
The best is yet to come.
The process can take a few hours. I won't have any details about it. All I do is take the energy.
I can't tell you what's happening.
What?
All I do is take the energy.
So she's not even going to be like, oh, yeah, so here's the process. Oh, no, I bet she doesn't want to give away trade secrets, because if Satan's teaching you how to absorb demons,
well, yeah,
you're not going to be spreading that shit around. That's why the Catholic Church only has like four or five people who know how to exorcise demons.
The reason this is safe and easy for me is precisely because I don't perceive a lot of detail. I don't live on a schedule, so this isn't something I can set appointments for. Just pay whenever you're ready to feel better.
Whenever you're ready to feel better.
Give me $550 and you'll feel better because you'll be lighter in money.
Well, you'll feel better when I feel like it.
So that all boils down to pay me the money when I render the services to you. Is that what, like, she's like, hey, yeah, you can pay me the money whenever, just whenever you're ready to feel better. That's like, hey, here at Taco Bell, whenever you're ready to feel hungry, we'll accept that money for food.
Well, yeah.
I mean, now that you mention, I think that's how all transactions work.
I think I might be ready for food. I wonder if there's a place I can take some money.
I guess I might be ready to eat. I don't know yet if I'll start right when you pay.
Or if I'll take my sweet ass time.
I don't know yet if I'll start right when you pay, before I've even seen the notification, or if it'll take me consciously acknowledging your payment. So she's saying she can take your demons once you give her money, even if she doesn't know you've given her money.
She's like, I've got this weird connection with PayPal. Every time someone gives me money, I hear a little ding. And then later, when I look at my phone, it's there.
Ooh.
Psychic.
Exercise money from your wallet.
I permanently take whatever negative energy is available at the time. If you have more problems in the future, you don't need to pay for another removal.
It's probably different negative energy.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many demons. Satan's always sending them up, you know, because he likes to keep his little woman happy at work.
Oh, yeah. I know what I do is permanent because I'm permanently changed by it each time.
Well, I mean, I know it's real.
So she's just absorbing these demons to become part of Satan's greater collective whole inside of her?
Maybe she's just becoming the Antichrist.
He's going to erupt from her.
She is the containment unit from Ghostbusters.
Well, and because she's changed by it each time, that means the client, too.
Well, yeah, wouldn't they like be better?
And then there's her
faster,
PayPal
stronger?
Link.
Well, here's
I
the
never
thing.
Read the good parts.
This would be like if a doctor, like if you went to the doctor, they took away your stub toe, but they had to take it on themselves. And they also charged way more than they should.
So we have a John Coffey situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to take it back.
I tried to take Satan out of you, boss.
Yeah, there was... I remember reading a short story called The Juggler, where that was the guy's power, essentially. Like, he could keep so many ailments or infirmities going at once, but once he reached his limit, he had to trade with people.
He had to juggle till his heart gave out.
Yeah, and then he juggled that heroin needle straight into his arm. Got stung by the brown hornet.
Hell of a trick.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my very... I just saw this as my favorite thing in this whole thing. Parentheses. Distant healing. No meeting allowed. It doesn't matter where you live. You can be across the planet.
So you just send her money and your demons will be taken from you.
Yeah, send her $550 right now.
I am not going to spend $550 if I don't even get FaceTime with this smelly dreadlocked idiot. Like, if I'm going to pay $550 for someone to come and wave a magic wand or like tickle me slightly under my ribs or whatever... to get all the demons out, like, I'm gonna pay in person.
At least then there's been some attempt at a placebo effect.
Shine a goddamn flashlight in my eyes and tell me Satan's gone.
Hug me and tell me everything will be okay.
Yeah, like, make me turn my head and cough, get a pen light, check the back of my throat, look in my ears, and then be like, yep, gone.
Call me daddy.
At least do, yeah, call me daddy. That's how every time I pay someone, no matter if it's a counter worker at a fast food store or my doctor, I make them call me daddy.
Make the receipt out to
daddy.com. And then, okay, now we have a sob story.
Uh-oh.
Set in. Your money will help me get out of an abusive family. Parentheses, I'm 35. This isn't some teenage thing. I used to do this for free, but people were really insulting.
Why can't Satan do anything for her?
Sounds like
Satan
a real...
seems like he has a lot of power if he's making everybody depressed.
Sounds like a real deadbeat husband.
I don't think there's a single religion or whatever that touches upon Satan that doesn't paint him in the portrait of pure evil and all power over evil. And she's like, yeah, I got, you know, Satan wants to take care of me, so he made me get a job. And now Satan, you know, he's like really lazy. He's like always on her internal couch watching reruns of Three's Company. And she's like, oh yeah, I'm still living at home at 35, trying to make ends meet, exercising demons at $550 a pop.
Yeah. Okay. And it made it not worth it unless there's a financial incentive. I'm making my energy body completely available, and I'm at the top of what spirituality has to offer, so I should be getting paid at least as much as a high-end escort. It should be more than $550, she says.
What?
Then she would have to suck the demons out of my dong.
Hi, I'm a spirit hooker.
Yeah,
I want to suck a fat, chubby cock.
Like, if she is going to be like, I need to get paid as an escort service, then I need skin-to-skin contact that I know we're transferring, you know, energy.
What about a webcam?
I mean, that's closer.
For $550, would you accept a webcam?
No.
It depends on how much energy I see sucked through and what the masturbation's like.
If you're paying $550, you are no longer in the equation.
Okay, so we're getting more into finances here.
Of course.
I'm also on Patreon, Kundalini Soul Retrieval, and eBay, Kundalini underscore soul underscore retrieval. Okay. If you can't afford $550, I offer tiered service on Patreon, starting at $5 a month.
Can somebody look it up on eBay? I want to see if there's a picture.
I'm looking for the Patreon as we speak.
Look up the eBay.
I don't know what she's... I'd rather see what she offers people on a monthly basis than on a one-time thing.
I will continue reading.
Yes.
Do it.
This is all natural. I was trained by my intuition, parentheses, spirit world, not by books or people. This isn't a method. It's a natural byproduct of who I am. No drugs, rituals, or effort involved.
Nobody ever wants to buy my
byproducts. Just reception and transmutation.
Okay, real quick. Is it okay? This I have found a Kundalini Christ Dakota. Is that her?
No, it's Kundalini Soul Retrieval. KUNDALINI, and then Soul Retrieval.
She might have gone out of business since this was posted.
God, I hope not. I want her
this
to succeed.
This is very recent.
I can't imagine how this business would have failed.
Okay, guess how many patrons she has.
How many?
Zero.
Damn.
Can I get? Give her $5, David. Just go.
Yeah, tier one, $5 worth of spiritual energy each month delivered astrally.
Wow.
Oh, that's super good.
It goes all the way up to... Whoa, that's a... Okay, tier 12, $20,000 per month.
What?
Whoa.
Worth of spiritual energy delivered astrally.
How many?
20.
How much spiritual energy?
$20,000.
Whatever the equivalent is.
12
something. What is
if $5 is a month.
How is... Well, no, that's the thing. $5 a... You can... The first tier is $5 a month worth of spiritual energy delivered astrally. I don't know what units...
It's whatever the exchange rate is between U.S. dollars and spiritual energy.
No, this is going to be difficult.
We don't know what the units are. Like, is astral energy measured in BTUs?
Newtons?
Oh, no,
I don't know.
This is getting sadder and sadder as we go on.
Oh, man.
I'm eating less than I should be and living with abusers, so I'm financially impoverished. So I cannot accept anything from you but money. No bartering.
I'll give you these three chicken eggs.
Oh, the chart that we saw, Adam? This one?
Yeah.
This is my chart. No, I will not read yours. This is just for proof police. What? Mars is also stationary, so no, it does not show on there.
Proof police?
It's like her astral chart?
Yeah, it's her astral chart.
Her asshole chart.
Asshole chart.
It's her asshole chart.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the real Illuminati, which is invisible, meaning it's in the spirit world, not a secret society.
They are probably hunting me down right now since I told you.
Admission is granted by God, not man.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I'm a little skeptical of people who say, I'm a bona fide member of blank, and then they say that thing is invisible. Like, hey,
and our very last part here.
Well, check it out. I'm the owner of a 2017 Bentley. Spoiler alert, it's invisible.
You probably haven't seen it.
You got this invisible Bentley.
Yeah.
Why don't you ever take us on rides in your invisible Bentley?
Number one, you're not in the right class. Number two, it only seats two.
It only seats me.
He won't even
have
me.
Well, you can take Adam and I individually.
Yeah, Krista can't even come in it because she's not even high enough.
I can't
class.
Even find it.
I park it around the corner, guys. I don't want her putting a dent in it.
But which corner is it?
I'll never tell.
Please do not ask me to join any secret societies or occult orders, fraternal orders, magical with a K, orders, whatever. It's all the same hoopla to me, in parentheses. Yeah. That's very insulting to me. If anything, I should be running your secret society. Your secret society should be covering my living expenses and paying homage to me.
Whoa.
Not asking me to pay dues. I'm what you people wish you were.
Whoa.
This bitch has the entitlement of Aleister Crowley without the following or charisma.
Definitely not the charisma.
That was my whole ad there. I figured I'd come back with a bang.
Your orders will bow to me.
May I share with you her description on the Patreon? It's only three small paragraphs.
Sure.
What?
Feel free.
It reads a lot like her Craigslist ad, so I'll skip around.
Bow to me!
She says, "My output is energetic, so I'm not here to post visible content or interact." So not only is
not
she
only
here...
Not only will I... Jesus.
You don't get any feedback.
I'm not going to generate content, but I promise you I will never talk to you.
There's nothing for you here.
"This energy will be helpful to you if you have any spiritual problems, parentheses, possessions, demon, psychic attack, paraclete attachment, yada, yada, yada. It relieves all of that, is protective, and frees the physical body." So it's because I'm spiritually married to Satan. She brings that up again. Okay, this is stupid. "I'm carrying the spiritual load, so you don't have to."
Oh God, that's gross.
Gross.
"The stuff that's bothering you is just pieces of my husband." We already knew that.
No, it's mental problems. Mental problems.
Marital problems.
So
I have no. I have no religious affiliation. I exist universally. But it does get weird at the end because she says it doesn't matter what religion you are. This is compatible with all of them, including Christianity. And then in parentheses says, "I am a Christ." So,
as we all are.
Yeah, as we all are.
So I'm confused because she's married to Satan, but she's part of the Illuminati, which you can only get in if with God's permission.
Yeah, God has to send you an Evite.
So she's BFS with God, but she's married to Satan, and so she's just in the middle?
Oh, well, here, look. Now, here we go. So there's the last two sentences really clear up everything for me.
Okay.
I think you guys will agree.
Good.
"You can imagine the tiers like internet connection speeds. More money gets you more bandwidth." Mm. And then it says, "This isn't a joke. I don't do drugs. I am not mentally ill, and I'm not being sarcastic or trolling.
I don't have the money for drugs.
My parents keep on telling me, you're not married to Satan. Are you on drugs?" We're not trying to abuse you. Just tell us.
"Are you creating content? Are you interacting with others?" No. Here. Okay. I forgot. This is the best part. She said she's a starseed with a presence from Sirius, blah, 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 blah. But she says, "I've already alchemically died."
Like,
I don't know what that means.
She died as iron and got turned into gold.
Well, no, if she died as iron, she turned into iron oxide, Andy. Don't be stupid.
Well, no, you turn iron into gold lead into gold. Sorry.
That's alchemy, not alchemically.
I don't see the difference.
Yeah,
I don't.
Really? How do you not see the difference? One regards science, and the other one was made up by a guy who said he could turn lead into gold.
The
so
other
magic.
Is better science.
Yeah, the other one can make me gold, so fuck the other one.
I mean, I got tons of lead laying around.
Yeah, it's all this lead. It needs to be gold. Yeah, but I guess, you know, what is magic but science unexplained? Right, guys?
Hey guys.
And with that thought, we will leave you today.
Hey guys, I take my mechanical pencils and trumped them, so now everyone is filled with gold.
Trumped them?
Yeah, because Trump is a stupid asshole that makes everything gold.
And now his pencils are stupid too.
So you went with the contemporary reference instead of doing like the King Midas thing?
Well, no, because if you touch the mechanical pencil as King Midas, it would turn to gold and not be able to click anymore.
Now guys, should I try and interact with Kundalini soul retrieval?
Absolutely not.
I think you should do what your heart tells you.
David's heart is black.
It has a piece of Satan inside.
Yeah, I've got a piece of Satan, but he's mine.
I'm not letting go.
You keep that piece of Satan so she can't have her husband fully.
Mm. Yeah, and it's one of his balls too, so she's never gonna get a full load.
David's gonna be the last holdout.
I got full Satan's balls.
Yeah, I got his left ball.
Anybody ever seen Satan's ball play?
Yeah, every time I'm possessed by the ball, I turn into a morning radio DJ.
This is David and the Satan.
Hey!
Slow and going the 405, just a reminder, I've got Satan's ball.
And we're out of time.
I mentioned Satan's ball on the ones. Oh, shit. All right, that was a strong comeback, Andy. I appreciate that.
I've got many more, David.
You're going to have to surpass it next week.
Yeah, now you've set the bar so high, you're like an Olympic sprinter who entered into a high jump.
I've got this solar eclipse one that just drives me wild.
Drives all the kids wild.
All right, guys, so let's start wrapping up the show. I feel like there was something else I wanted to get angry about Twitter, but
Oh, it was Kundalini.
At Kundalini.
Kundalisa Rice.
That might be an actual slur that people use against her.
It could be a slur now that I think about it.
Yeah, she's the attorney soul general.
Okay, that brings back a story from goddamn where I work, where this lady had to pay in cash, and the guy behind her was an old white gentleman who came back and said, "A lot of coons in here today."
Whoa.
What? And I was just like, how are you doing?
Do you want a red to apply for a red card today?
Yeah, we want more customers like you.
You blow the whistle and give him a red card after a comment like that.
you're suspended.
No box store for you for a month. All right, guys.
Penalty
so
box.
Let's start wrapping up with a round of staff recommendations.
Nerd.
I don't know. I've been playing a lot more of Enter the Gungeon, so I don't know if I want to do like put a double.
It.
Say what?
They're updating it to add more.
Oh god, it's so fucking hard.
I know.
They are going to be decreasing some of the difficulty, and it's called Advanced Gungeons and Dragons.
Well, like, here's the thing. When I first started playing, I don't remember it being this hard. I feel like it's constantly cranking up the tension on my nipple clamps. But, like, every time I unlock, like, a badass gun, it's like, oh, we actually forgot. What was that? Here's that shitty one you have to charge up for 9 minutes before it fires.
Right?
The best gun in that whole thing is the sling, I swear to God.
It's pretty nice.
I like the Scrambler, personally. Or that one that shoots out a beam that kills anything in one shot, but it takes forever to recharge.
That sounds nice.
I can't remember what it was called, but I was like, oh, this is weird. And I aimed it at, like, one of those little gelatin cubes and, like, totally vaporized him. And I'm like, awesome. And then I started pulling the trigger again, and I see the thing. It's, like, recharging, and it's like, dink.
But yes, there's a brand new update coming out for that called Advanced Gungeons and Drag Guns.
Mm-hmm. Guns, 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 guns.
More guns.
Guns, guns, and drag gun, Tim Gun.
Make it work.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess I'll do another recommendation for that if it keeps going.
I've been playing a lot of Shadow of Mordor again.
It's again, a good game. It is good.
Oh, I got it for $3 on a Steam sale, and it came with all the DLC and everything. So, I swear to God, I didn't play it much when I first bought it, but now I'm playing the shit out of it because it has all the stuff in it, and it's a super great game with the Batman combat engine.
Yeah,
so
which is one of the better combat engines.
Yeah, I enjoyed that as well.
It has a great orc naming system, like douche,
douche,
like douche. Great system.
Well, it was like douche the week. Well, but it's a great game. So just
yeah, I enjoy it. I don't get any of like the references to all the characters, but I don't really care.
There's
just
not really references to characters other than Gollum and Sauron. Everything else is stuff from the Silmarillion, which nobody read.
Yeah, so that's probably why that is. Adam, what do you got for us?
We went and saw War for the Planet of the Apes the other day.
How was that?
Pretty good.
So good.
Not my favorite of the three, but it's all of them have been pretty good movies.
What is your favorite of the three?
The second one.
Yeah.
Who's in the third one? Like, who's
Woody
the main
Harrelson.
Character? Woody Harrelson?
Well, he's the main bad guy.
Well, the main character is the apes.
Caesar.
Caesar Chavez?
Yeah, Caesar Chavez.
Revolucion!
That's all I can think of when they say Caesar. And I think of, like, because the ape, he's doing an uprising. I mean, come on.
No, it's Andy Serkis.
Right.
Gollum.
Right, yeah, I know who Andy Serkis is.
He plays Caesar, and he's fantastic at it.
The entire thing is just fucking awesome.
All right. Krista, what do you got for us?
I watched RJ play through the second episode, I guess, of Life is Strange.
I also watched that.
If you like weird, whiny high school
Yeah, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Life is Strange is like, it really puts you into perspective of like, oh, wow, yeah, these aren't real problems. Like, as an adult, I totally see, like, everyone's like, oh, I have a crush on you, and I have a crush, should I try alcohol for the first time? Once you're an adult, all that shit is so far past you, like, it's ridiculous.
It's kind of like 13 Reasons Why in a video game.
Yeah, I'm like, it should be scored exclusively by like Dashboard Confessionals, Arms Like Fire, and The Used.
Yeah.
It's nothing but kids crying about how serious their fucking life is. And I'm like, ugh.
I like Dashboard Confessionals.
These problems matter.
Yeah. It's like kids who have no problems who are like, oh man, all my problems are so major. I'm going to get in so much trouble for leaving school for the day. But if you're into like that whole gender fluidity thing and like all the polyamorous shit, you can try and get with whoever you want, but always get shot down.
Right.
So there's
always that.
Yeah, it's exactly the life of my high school experience, like trying to get sex from people and them shutting me down cold.
David's high school experience, he's getting sex from someone, anyone.
Please, you know.
I'll be gender fluid. I'm gay, I guess. No?
I will literally take anything. So yeah, I mean, if you like pretentious high school bullshit that I believe was written by a pool of 8-year-olds who have only watched ABC Family dramas.
It's all Degrassi.
Yeah, like it feels a lot like your Dawson's Creek or your One Tree Hills, mm-hmm. where, you know, if you like zoom out the camera just a little bit, see the rest of the world, you'd see adults with real problems and like struggling to pay the mortgage or like stuff like
I'm
that.
I'm about to lose my house.
Yeah, but meanwhile, we're zoomed in on this microcosm of these whiny little fucking idiots who are like, oh man, the person I have a crush on isn't the crush on me. And meanwhile, she shows up at this garbage dump that's like completely like for plot convenience. Like everything that someone threw away was like a goddamn MacGuffin for the fucking story, for Christ's sake.
Okay.
It's like if you were like, oh, I'm sad, and you went into a place that had like everything that made you sad ever just like laid out on a blanket. Like this is this game.
I mean, look, somebody threw out all my past mistakes.
Every time I throw something away, I think of how it could be a plot device for someone else.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's a mannequin. Oh, that mannequin looks like someone I hate. Bam. Oh, there's the car that my dad died in.
Also, no, you can't have the shirt from the fucking mannequin, you dick.
Spoilers, P.S.
Yeah, if you, but here's the thing. If you're worried about spoilers for Life is Strange, you're 12, so I don't give a fuck about what you think. Anywho, that game sucks.
Who cares about your problems?
That game sucks, but if you want to watch RJ play it, you can.
Well, he already went through the whole thing.
Well, I thought he was going to play through it again to change all of his things, which I think is a fucking cop-out. He's
well,
like,
you gotta see both.
No, like, you can't like, if this is supposed to be a life simulator,
she didn't dye her hair at the
end of
this one.
Don't go back and do it again. Until next week, I'm the guy who hates Life is Strange.
I'm the girl married to the guy who hates Life is Strange.
Who's a guy?
And I am Shrimp Heaven.
Damn it.
Now.
I'm saying remember, kids. Seriously, don't play Life is Strange. It'll only do more harm than good. See you next week.
And we're out of time.
Fistful of Podcasts Radio.
Are you still recording?
Yeah, I'm still recording.
Okay, good.
We're not me hacks.
Too. That's what Jason Voorhees is interested in.
Hack.
All right. Did we
feeling
kill
a choke? Yes. A choke.
Okay.